Good evening, everybody. My name is Admiral Maitland, just for the record.
Could you spell your name, please?
Maitland. I'm a proud Local 104 member. I'm actually also new to New Hampshire. I've been in the energy industry for the past 8 years. I say that because I actually I have an understanding of what goes on and why I actually think there's a lot of benefits to the Northern Pass. The Northern Pass, as far as environmentally, being that I'm a substation operator down at the T in Boston, and I see the fuel exhaust that's burnt from the generator that actually goes up in the air. And being that the Northern Pass will actually be clean energy from Hydro-Québec, that means that it'll actually be a water, dam, jet engines, a turbine, and a generator, which means we won't use resources like fuel and gas and oil to exhaust them fumes in the air. So I do understand the environmental part of it. As far as the visualization of, you know, the problems people might have, I kind of don't really understand how that would really totally impact in a negative way, especially when Eversource was nice enough to actually accommodate the folks that really care about the views of the, like, Appalachian trails and the White Mountains. They actually decided to put that underground. So as far as that's concerned, I mean, I think they were nice for doing that, because actually my experience in underground and overhead construction line work, it costs more to actually, like, run cable underground than actually overhead. And then when you're actually restoring and putting the feeder back together out after an outage, regardless of redundancy or not, if that feeder's out, that feeder's out. And it'll take longer for a crew to find where that fault is and to restore that energy service back to our customers. So I applaud Eversource on taking that step to make that work. Another reason why I think this is a great project is because I'm not just here worrying and thinking about myself. I'm actually thinking about my kids' future, like the jobs that it'll bring. It won't just bring 2,600 jobs to New Hampshire, because after the construction phase, now you have to hire people that'll maintain the service, engineer the service, troubleshoot the service, and, you know, well-qualified folks to actually manage and run the system. I'm sorry, I got like 30 seconds left. Besides that, it'll help the economy. And one of the things I do want to point, and this is my last statement towards it, is the fact that, if I remember reading right, it'll bring $7.5 million to, like, training programs later on in the future. Like, I believe it was called the Job Creation Fund when I was reading on the site. And that's something for the future of New Hampshire. Like, we need more programs to help people learn trades and electrical and plumbing. Like, this is what New Hampshire needs. So, yeah, that's all I got to say tonight, and y'all have a great night.